Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Nun Vav, and we're back here in Yeshiva in the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret. And this Siman is going to deal with the following: Adin Amas Hamayim Overes Bechatzer. It's talking about a canal that passes through a yard. In general, any surface, ditch, or even body of water that is situated inside a Rishus HaYachid will assimilate with the surrounding Rishus HaYachid regardless of its dimensions, and which will share its status, as we saw earlier in Shin Mem Hei, Sivkatan Hei Zayin. But in the following Siman, the Shulchan Aruch discusses unique instances where bodies of water do not assimilate with Rishus HaYachid, either because the water body connects, as we'll see on both sides, to a larger water body outside the yard, and that connection allows it to retain the status of the large water body. If you remember, a large water body has the status of a carmelis, okay? Or, as we'll see, because the water might sometimes demolish the wall of the yard, like the fourth wall of the yard, and that might affect the status of the yard of the chatzer that way. So let's see. Siman Shin Nun Vav Sif Aleph Amas Hamayim Auveres Bechatzer. So you have a canal that is passing through a yard. So imagine, let's say you have a yard with a fence, right? And under that fence, you have this like canal that is of water like streaming through from one side of the Rishus HaYachid and going straight through the other wall. So it's like it's one long stream canal under the walls of the Rishus HaYachid, but the Rishus HaYachid is totally surrounded. So he says, if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so remember, that usually means Rishus HaYachid. But here, when it comes to a body of water, it's really going to mean the opposite. Because what's going to happen is, since it's 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim, 10 tefachim high, this canal, by 4 tefachim wide, 4 by 4 tefachim wide, what then happens is that canal distinguishes itself as a separate Rishus. And therefore, it's like a separate Rishus that's connected up to some larger, longer body of water, has now come through this Rishus HaYachid and no longer will be viewed as part of that Rishus HaYachid. Right? So therefore, ein the malin mimena b'shabbos, you're not going to be able to scoop out water, even though you think you have the coolest backyard in the world because you have a cool stream coming through your yard. So you want to scoop up some water there. You can't, because scooping out the water from there will be pulling water from a carbolist into your Rishus HaYachid. That's what he says. Ein nimal nimena b'shabbos, ella im kein, asu la mechitza gavoa asara, b'knisasa v'yitziyasa. What you're going to have to do, which is wild, you're going to have to build an extra mechitza that is 10 tefachim high at the entrance and exit of this canal, of the stream. Now you'll ask yourself, why do you have to do that? You have the fence anyway that's 10 tefachim high. How do you think you have the Rishus HaYachid in the first place? So the point is that once again, if you remember from previously, if you want to go in and create a mechitza, let's say going down into that water, right? Remember that we call it good aches mechitzas that shoots down? It has to be built specifically to close that gap below. So therefore, if you're using the regular walls of the Rishus HaYachid, it won't close the gap, right, of that canal shooting through your Rishus HaYachid. So that's why you have to build a separate mechitza at the entrance and the exit of where that canal is flowing through your Rishus HaYachid. And not only that, you had tefach mimena meshuka b'mayim. And in this case, you have to have more than just a mechitza asara. You have to have a tefach of it, okay, at least going into the water in order to make it a separate, distinct break from that Rishus HaYachid. So let's see now the Mishnah Berurah regarding this. Here we go. Sifkatan Aleph ha'overes b'chatzah. She says, "V'dafka kishehi overes." We're talking specifically where the canal passes through. Dehainu shenichneses lechatzer min tzad ha'echad. Let's say it comes in, let's say from the east. Biyotzeis misham min tzad ha'echad and goes out the west, or comes in the north and goes out the south. B'nekavim sheyesh tachas aksolim. Right, it has like holes and gaps, meaning the canal is below the walls of the Rishus HaYachid. Avalim yesh lo brechas mayim b'chatzero. But if let's say you have some type of pool of water in your chatzer, ve'ena nimsheches mibachutz, and it's not, okay, being drawn from outside, ein sarich shum tikun, you will not need any tikun, afilu rechava v'amukaharbe, even if it's so wide and so deep It doesn't make a difference if it's all enclosed in your Rishus HaYachid. Then, as we said in our introduction, any body of water or ditch or anything like that that's mamish inside the Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus HaYachid. And even though a big body of water normally has the status of a karmelis, if it's within a Rishus HaYachid itself, that's not going to be defined as anything but the Rishus HaYachid itself that it is situated in. Okay? The chol mashe betoch ha-mechitzos, anything that's inside the mechitzos, bechlal Rishus HaYachidu. That is considered within the Rishus HaYachid. No, he's saying it's not passing through. He's saying only when it passes through, that's when you have a problem, because then it's going to be viewed as connected up to the greater body of water. But if it's enclosed within the Rishus HaYachid, this body of water, and it's not being drawn and from one side and going out the other side, it's all inside the Chatzer itself, like a nice big, you have, let's say, a nice deep lake in your backyard. So you have a nice, backyard with a nice lake in there. So that whole lake will be Rishus HaYachid. So he goes on, Sif Katan Beis, Amuka Asara Chava Arba. Now this canal that happens to be going through from one side and coming out the other side, if it is 10 tvachim deep and 4 by 4 tvachim wide, the Bashir Zeh Nasu Hamayim Rishus La'atzman. Because then this canal is going to be viewed as its own separate Rishus. Bisham Bishain Karmelis Alayim. And therefore it will have the status of all other rivers and seas and which have the status of a karmelis. And therefore, if it's going through this canal and this stream is going through his chatzer, it's also to scoop out the water from it into your yard on Shabbos. What happens if it's not? It's like a very shallow stream. Or if it's not four tefachim wide, then mutalamalos man below yishum tiku. Then you can go ahead and you can fill up. Let's say you have like a nice little cool stream. It's not even 10 tefachim deep, or it's not even 4 tefachim wide. So then, even though it's coming in from one end and going out the other end of your yard, guess what? You got the coolest backyard, and you can go ahead and you can scoop out water there, and you could wash your face with it, and do all kinds of fun things with it. In your backyard, all right. The batel hu legabrus hayachid. The reason why you could do this is because once it doesn't have a depth of 10 tefachim or 4 tefachim in width in area, so then it's batel. It becomes subsumed within. It becomes part and parcel and assimilated with the rishus hayachid, even though it's connected up to a larger, longer body of water outside both ends of the Rishus HaYachid. Sif Katan Gimel. So what happens if you do have this 10 tefachim deep by four tefachim wide canal? The only way you're going to be able to go ahead and scoop water out of that if you make this new mechitza at the entrance and at the exit with a tefach, as he said, going into the water itself. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Gimel. Elam Kainasu. The Kevan Shemavdilim Misharam Mayim Shechutz Lechatzer. Since you're making a hevdel now from the other water, you're making a separation from the other water outside the chatzer, outside the yard, hamayim shebetocha chatzer, the mayim in your Rishus HaYachid chatzer, is betelin legabel, becomes now batel to the Rishus HaYachid, to ba'alma, because in general, halo kaimelon, what do we hold? To kol ma shebetocha mechitzos, everything that's really within the mechitzos, is Rishus HaYachid. That's Rishus HaYachid. Ve'rak bezeh, and only in this case, kishemechubarin im hamayim shebechutz. It's only because it's attached to the water on right the canal outside the chatzer, Arminam, do we say the einam betam? It's not going to be considered batel and assimilated with Rishus HaYachid, and it's going to be nasu Rishus La'atzman. It's only because it's connected up to the canal outside the chatzer does it have its own Rishus, and it's defined as its own separate domain, which would then give it the status of a karmelis within the Rishus HaYachid. Masha'ein ken kishem avdilin. However, even if you have a 10 tefachim deep and right, and 4 tefach wide canal going through, when you make a havdalah, when you make a separation with the mechitza, then shem rishus hayachid aleihem. Then it will have the status of rishus hayachid. U'mechitzas hachatzer gufa. But now you'll ask, why can't the mechitzas, like we asked in the introduction earlier, why can't the mechitzas hachatzer itself, that's going around, that's on top of this canal, why can't that itself serve as the mechitza? Afim shakua harbe b'mayim. Even if this the chatzer itself goes down into the water, it's not going to help. Why? The Be'inan Shiyanira Shanasa Bishvil HaMayim. because it has to be, as we said, clear that this mechitza was built in order to utilize good achas mechitzas where it will shoot down all the way to the bottom of the water of the canal. It has to be a chutz, it has to be the walls, not of the chutz, but a separate mechitza built specifically to enclose the area below. Like we saw with the balcony also. Remember the balcony going into the water? Those mechitzas had to have been mechitzas that were built specifically for the water below. Okay? Even according to the shittas that held, you could do it above on the balcony. Still, those mechitzas had to have been built specifically for the water below. And we continue on. But you need to have a tefak, sivkatan hey. A tefak has to be meshuka b'mayim. So where does this come from? Here, we didn't have this when we had the balcony. But the balcony, all you needed was 10 tefachim mechitza, right below the balcony, or above the balcony. And as long as you, let's say you had 10 tefachim of a wall, let's say, in the underside of the bottom of the balcony, that would be good for good achas going down into the water below. So here, he says, it's not enough. You need to have a mechitza of asara, and you have to have a tefach of it in the mayim. Why? Because here, it's not just a question of a mechitza. It's a question of having some physical separation between the water bodies. Okay? Because if the water body goes through, even if you have this halachic good achis, if the water body is shooting through, that will butcher the mechitza. And it won't allow it to attain its own independent status. We continue on now, and he says, "Sheyitay tefach imena yoytze lamala min amayim sifkatan vav." Sorry. Go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Im haisa mechitza kulo yoredes betoch amayim. What happens if you have the mechitza? It's all the way into the water, all the way to the bottom. So then you have a mechitza separating. So he says, even if you have a mechitza totally submerged in the water, all the way to the bottom. Right, all the way to the bottom of the canal. That also won't be good. You have to have a tefach above the water. So yeah, if you have the mechitza going down from the yard, you have to have a tefach into the water. If you have the mechitza, even if it is all the way from going from the bottom of the canal up until the tippy top edge of the water, that's not going to be enough. You need to have a tefach above the water so that again it separates between the body of water on the outside and the body of water now that is inside the Rishus HaYachas. It'll be considered part and parcel of the Rishus HaYachas and no longer connected to the outer body of water, which would give it a din of a karmelis. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Vav, Lamala Ben Amayim. Once again, Kedei Sheyeh Nekeres Ksasa Mechitza Mavsikasan. You need to have somewhat of a heker of the Mechitza that is being mafsik. So even though you have a full-blown Mechitza in the water, going all the way to the top of the water, in from the inside, from the bottom, that's still not going to be enough. Because since you have to separate the body of water from the inside, the mechitza is not enough. You need to have some heker, somewhat of a physical separation, even if it's just a tefach, to separate between the outer body of water and the inner body of water in order to make it separate and distinct. Once it's separate and distinct, then the water body inside is all part of Rishus HaYachas, like your own little private lake or stream in your backyard. Now we continue on, back into the Shulchan Aruch. V'mhischil la'asos ha-mechitza eitzel ha-safa. What happens if you started making the mechitza eitzel ha-safa mikol tzad, v'lo chiber oso be'emtza? You started making the mechitza on both sides of the canal. Imagine you have the wall of the Rishus HaYachas. And now, right inside the wall, you're putting up another mechitza by the canal. But instead of putting a whole full mechitza there over the canal, you have part of the wall entering into the canal and from one side, and another part of the wall entering into the canal from the other side, with a gap in between the wall within the canal. Now, why are you doing that? You're doing that because you want the water to pass through, right? You want the water to pass through the canal. I mean, the Rishus HaYachas. So he says it's all going to depend on how big of a breach in that mechitza there is. So that's what he's going to say. At the edge of, let's say, both on the north and south side, or the east and west side, you put the mechitza to halachically block off the canal from the outside to inside your yard, and you have it, this mechitza starting from both sides of the canal. But he did not attach both sides of the mechitza together within the canal. So you now have a gap within this mechitza in the middle of the canal. Why are you doing it? You're doing this because you want the water to flow through it nice and easy. So he says, "Im ein beinayim shlosha tvachim shari." If there is no, so again, imagine you have to build this mechitza, and in this mechitza, what do you have to have? This mechitza, you have to have a mechitza 10 tvachim high, and it has to go into the canal, a tefach at least, right? It has to go down into the canal of the water, a tefach. So, but this whole mechitza is not a full mechitza. There's a gap in between it, right in the middle of the canal. So he says it all depends on how big that gap is. He says, "Im ein beinayim shlosha tvachim." If that little gap in the mechitza is there in order to let the water go through, is less than 3 tvachim, shari, that's okay. That's a cool move you pulled off. How do you pull off the cool move? Because now the water is going to flow through freely because you have less than 3 tvachim, and since it's less than 3 tvachim, Armin and Lavud, we say the principle of Lavud, halachically, it's as if that mechitza is attached inside. And it's like you have halachically a mechitza blocking off that inside. And don't forget, it's going in a tefach deep into the water. It's just that it had a gap of less than 3 tvachim from the top of the wall down into the bottom of the wall. That's okay, as long as the gap is less than 3 tvachim. Yesh beinayim shlosha tvachim, aser. But if the gap between the two sides of the wall, right, or I should say two sides of the wall, between the two pieces of the wall, right, are not next to each other within 3 tvachim, then it's going to be aser, because that's going to be considered a breach in the wall. And if it's a breach in the wall, you don't have a full wall separating between your rishus hayachid and the canal. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan. Zion, Eitzel Asafa Mikoltzad, Perish. So exactly as I explained, Shebetzada Knisa, Uvesada Yetziah, both of the entrance and the exit of this canal, Asa Mechitza L'Rochav Ha'ama. You made a Mechitza for the whole width of the canal. But, Shalom Asa Mechitza Betzada Knisa, Kula B'chaticha Achas. But you didn't make this Mechitza all of one big plank of wood, or whatever, or wall. It wasn't one big mechitza. Ella b'shtei chatichos. It was made of two pieces, this wall. In the middle of the mechitza, you left a gap. And the same thing at the exit. At the entrance and the exit of the canal, you had the same breach. So he says, if the breach is less than 3 tvachim, you're going to say lovud. He says, and based on this, even if it's not two pieces, two thick pieces of wood, even if there were a lot of gaps. You guys ever see a loved wall of a sukkah where you just have strings? Even if it's strings going across, but what do you got? You got 3 tvachim between each strip. So guess what you got? If it goes all the way across that amma, these vertical strips, let's say you have vertical strips across the canal going into the water, okay? As long as there's no 3 tvachim in between each strip, yeah, can go shasa mechitza mikanim. You made a mechitza out of reeds, ubein kol echad v'yechad, and between each one, ayah pachas mishlosha. Halachic magic. Shari is going to be good, even though it looks like a bunch of strings, a bunch of bamboo sticks, okay? A wire fence, no problem. Doesn't have to be, it can even be just vertical strips. So he says, and it's going to be good, love it. But if it's more than 3 tvachim, even if you just have two big pieces of wool on both sides, but if you have a gap in between more than 3 tvachim, then it's going to be viewed as a breached mechitza, that the canal is now going to be connected up to the outside and you won't be able to scoop out. The Ramah now. Vima nekaviv sheha'ama nichnas v'yotzei bahem einam rechavim shlosha afilu mechitza yotzarech. Then he says the following. What happens if the holes of the actual canal are not 3 tvachim at all? Meaning, let's say you have a full lot. You have a full mechitza going down all the way into the bottom of the canal. So then you don't have to make any mechitza. Meaning if the regular mechitza of Rishus HaYachid surrounds the canal and goes into the canal all the way out to the bottom. So then if the holes in the wall of the canal are not 3 tvachim, right, not 3 tvachim wide, so then guess what? You basically have a fully enclosed, halachically, a fully enclosed stream within your yard. And that would be, if the holes are not 3 tvachim, again, it means that there aren't gaps, at least 3 tvachim. So as long as there are no gaps, at least 3 tvachim, and again, width. So length and width, then it will be length or width, I guess. Then it will be, there's no gap. And I guess I mean length and width. Then it will be no gap, and you'd be able to utilize it as a regular stream within a yard. Look at the Mishnah Brura, afilu v'chulei, v'chol ma shepachas mishlosha, anything less than shlosha, arin and lavud. V'nira d'bezeh, afilu v'mitzal ha'sheni, rochav shlosha, he says, in this case, even if the other side does have a what? A separation of 3, you will not need a tikkun. Why? came in the mitzad echad u'kisasim l'gamrei. Since on one side is considered totally what? Totally sealed. U'ke'ein l'shon yam over b'dolachatzeh before the kamei. And this is going to be like the case coming up where you have the sea going into the chatzer, and we're going to see coming up what happens if the sea breaches one wall of your chatzer. So then it's going to all depend on what happens to that fourth wall. Because as we're going to see, the fourth wall, when you have a breach in a wall, if it's not going to go through, let's say it's not going to go through the other side, and then they're only talking about a breach in a wall, so as long as that wall is not considered a halachic breach of the Rishon Yachid, then the water in it will be considered contained within the Rishon Yachid. We'll see that tomorrow. Not kind of.